The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. That's from Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. During a time when race relations were strained and ideas about segregation still govern Atlanta, Wright Mitchell says Cecil Alexander stood firm in his own belief, and that was illustrated when he came to Dr. King.
After he won the Nobel Peace Prize, and, you know, Cecil organized this lunch and tried to solicit his friends and colleagues in Atlanta, his white friends and colleagues, to come to the lunch. And, you know, he said that not many of them turned out, unfortunately, and that some of them wouldn't speak to him for a while afterwards.
Wright Mitchell is the founder and president of the Buckhead Heritage Society. He says his friend was a man of principle and was often called on by then Atlanta Mayor Ivan Allen Jr.
He very much was Mayor Allen's kind of point person in fighting racism and trying to, you know, bring a little more equality to blacks in the city of Atlanta, which, you know, at the time was not probably a very popular thing for an Atlanta architect.
That wasn't unusual, says Doug Alexander. His father's contributions, he says, go beyond brick and mortar.
One of the things that I have run into for so long is people who, oh, you're Cecil Alexander's son. Your father was so important to me for this or for that, or he helped me with this, or he introduced me to those people and it changed everything. And I mean, Dad was just out there helping.
While it may have been simply helping, Doug says it's a part of his father's legacy, and he recalls this conversation.
Dad, it's not the buildings you designed or had a hand in building. It's the people whose lives you've touched. That's your legacy. And he said to me, I wish I could believe that, but I think he did.
Cecil Alexander was 95 years old. Rose Scott, WABE News.